The annual conference of the Irish Medical Organisation will today discuss capacity shortages in the health service and the implications for patient care. The union has said the HSE is struggling to fill the roles left by retiring GPs or fill around 900 vacancies at consultant level. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, is due to address the gathering in Killarney tomorrow. Our health correspondent, Fergal Bars, joins us from Killarney. Recruitment and retention, one of the issues certainly preoccupying members of the Irish Medical Organisation today, Fergal.
Yes, the IMO, it is the biggest doctors' trade union, so it represents all specialties: GPs, consultants, non-consultant hospital doctors and public health doctors, and of course public health doctors playing a major role in the COVID-19 pandemic. And this is the first time the IMO has had an in-person three-day annual conference since the pandemic, so a big gathering for the first time really in 3 years. The union says the HC is struggling to fill the roles left by retiring GPs, and also what they say is about 900 vacant consultant posts. Now, the HC obviously would say those posts, many of those posts would be filled by temporary consultants, but I suppose the doctors' union wants to see them filled on a permanent basis. And it's also saying that fewer beds mean, you know, overcrowding in emergency departments, and unfilled consultant posts mean longer waiting times for both outpatient clinics and inpatient operations. And we can see the figures today from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation show that there's 501 patients waiting for admission to a hospital bed today, and we're into mid-April, so they're quite high numbers. And again, the hospital with the highest numbers, and this seems to be a regular problem for it, University Hospital Limerick, with 81 patients waiting.
And in relation to those consultant vacancies, the minister has put forward a new consultant contract, which he was saying he believed would address the issue, would be a mechanism by which to fill those vacancies.
It's going to be interesting because that public only contract has been offered there, you know, in the last month or so. It's probably too early to say how many have taken it up or will take it up. And indeed, there's a motion before the conference here in Killarney. The IMO is calling for more talks with the Department of Health and the HSC on it. So unfinished business there on the part of consultants. In relation to GPs, they're very concerned with government plans happening this month to extend free GP care to under sixes and under sevens. That's planned in legislation, and overall provide free GP care for those under 12. And the GPs say that would add about 500,000 more patients to general practice, and they want more capacity provided with more practice nurses, more IT supports. Otherwise, they say the expected increase in workload, that'll mean all patients waiting longer to see their family doctor.
Very good. Fergal Bars in Killarney, thank you for that.